Wednesday, Bashir announced an additional 127 COVID cases in the Commonwealth.
Our numbers today continue to suggest that we are no longer in a plateau, but on a decline. And we'll have to check again tomorrow because of the way that numbers come in. But today's overall number of cases, all things considered, is pretty good on the track that we've been on.
That didn't keep the governor from lamenting the split that's developed over the wearing of masks, which Bashir said should never have become politicized.
How on earth did it become something that people are angry at each other about? You know, if somebody's wearing a mask, they're trying to protect other people. Are you really going to make fun of them? Are you really going to get angry with them for caring about one another? And we need everybody to get there.
Switching gears, the governor also announced he's reviving an executive order previously in place under his father, former Governor Steve Bashir, that hands off some control of the nominating process for the Executive Branch Ethics Commission to other statewide officials. The five-member board will now be comprised of three members selected by the Democratic governor and two selected from pools of three nominees each, submitted by the Attorney General and the State Auditor, both of whom are currently Republicans. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.